exploring the idea of race-based trauma. That's how some researchers describe what many African Americans may be experiencing right now in the aftermath of the Charleston murders. From news of fires at black churches and recent incidents involving black men killed by police, past studies have linked racial discrimination to health disparities. And there's ongoing research about racism's psychological toll that scholars say should not be ignored. NPR's Cheryl Corley has our report.
Can racism cause post-traumatic stress? That's a question Professor Monica Williams is trying to answer. Williams, the head of the Center for Mental Health Disparities at the University of Louisville, says while there's still more research to do, black Americans do experience what she calls race-based trauma. She says African Americans are hard hit by incidents that recall the country's ugly history of institutionalized racism. She says such trauma can occur even vicariously after events like the recent church attack in South Carolina.
Maybe that specific thing has never happened to us, but maybe we've had uncles or aunts who have experienced things like this, or we know people in our community, and there have been stories that have been passed down. And so we have this whole cultural knowledge of these sorts of events happening, which then sort of primes us for this type of traumatization.
Psychiatrist Carl Bell, the former CEO of the Community Mental Health Council, says it's trauma that also occurs in the aftermath of so-called microaggressions or daily slights.
Where white people make assumptions about who black people are because they're black. That's the root behind the white woman on the elevator clutching her purse when a black man gets on. Oh, he's a killer, he's a rapist.
Or where blacks are followed around in stores or outright harassed, says Amani Nurujita, a public health professor and epidemiologist at the University of California, Berkeley. Nurujita says what makes that more subtle type of discrimination trauma is when the victim believes it's persistent. She points to last year's fatal encounter between police and New Yorker Eric Garner as an example. Garner died after an officer put him in a chokehold.
Before he passed, he said, "I'm tired of you all. I'm tired of you harassing me. I'm tired of you messing with me every day." Right? So he was really acknowledging that what he experienced on that one particular day was very similar to what he had experienced on many, many other days.
But for some,
it's not the incident that causes stress, distress, or trauma.
Again, psychiatrist Carl Bell.
It's the helplessness in the face of the incident that causes stress, distress, or trauma.
And the result, says Bell and the others, can be a variety of anxiety-like symptoms, such as distress, tenseness, or loss of appetite. Some blacks, they say, can become preoccupied about things that are not typically worrisome or weighed down by an accumulation of incidents. One of the most common coping responses, says Professor Williams, is anger, including riots and vandalism.
That's a totally normal response to an ongoing abnormal situation of persistent oppression and racism. Other more adaptive coping methods would be things like peaceful protests, prayer, taking actions to bring the community together and improve awareness and understanding.
Currently, the American Psychiatric Association's Manual of Mental Health Disorders recognizes racism as trauma only when an individual meets certain criteria. University of California Professor Nurujita says people should not be dismissive of efforts to expand the definition of trauma that is the result of racism.
If we're rolling our eyes at African Americans, we should be rolling our eyes at everyone else. What about gender discrimination or discrimination by age? You know, there are lots of forms of mistreatment or unfair treatment that people report experiencing. So there's no reason why racial discrimination should be singled out as one form of discrimination that we belittle.
Nurujita says the data is clear that adverse health outcomes are part of racism's equation. She says what's important now is trying to figure out ways to intervene and reduce discrimination so that health disparities caused by race-based trauma are less of a factor in the lives of African Americans. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.